Welcome to another 30 minutes of your day, another 30 minutes of your time. Yeah, another half an hour of your time, by the way. As you know, this is episode 2 of the Depth in Talent podcast. I'm your host. My name is DJ Baba Joe. And for you guys that always been tuning in to the Depth in Talent, whether on radio, whether on any streaming platform, I gotta say, welcome to another episode. As I say, this is season 2. And this is the ending of the month of February, the second month in the year. You get what I say? As you know, we are all thankful to be here. And as we step into the month of March, I wish for you all another productive month. And for the rest of the months in the year to come, the next couple months to come, I wish for you a prosperous year. As you know, the year is running as quickly, and there's a world war right now. You get what I mean? I said there's a world war, and it's not a world war, but Ukraine and Russia, and it's not really a good look. But from you know, say, it's Ukraine, and Ukraine is not that powerful like Russia, but I love how they are defending themselves. They're not making the bully take over them. Some of you guys might agree with Russia, you know, but you don't know. I don't agree with Russia. I don't agree with Russia. I don't like the war. You get what I'm saying? I love when the world is peaceful and happy and nice. Yes, that's what I'm saying. You don't know, say, if this continues for months, this will affect the economy, the world economy, because you know Russia is the root source of, you don't know, gas and wheat. So you know, say, the world will be affected if this continues. There will be a spike in prices of gasoline and electricity and those stuff. So I hope the war over soon. You get me? I say I hope the war over soon. We can't take it. We can't take it. We don't like when people that die. You get me? I say. And you don't know. This morning I was hearing that because you know it's when it's night in Jamaica, it's day in the UK, the Europe. You get what I'm saying? It's day in Europe. So when it's night in Jamaica, it's day in Ukraine. So I just stood up all night to watch the news. But this morning when I was watching the news, that is night over there, I heard that there is a more Russian troops crawling into to, you don't know, to Ukraine. It's me as the center of Ukraine, and this time they are coming with some big and more army, and you don't know. But my God guidance with you, Ukraine, and we are praying for you. You gotta say we are praying for all the Ukraine people and anyone that is in Ukraine and have to be hiding or trying to leave Ukraine just for your life. I am praying for you guys, and I know all my listeners are praying for you guys as well. So you don't know, the blessing of the Lord is upon you. And Russia should, you don't know, Russia is a love war. I don't know why Russia love war, but Russia need to chill themselves. Isn't that what I say? They can't pick trouble with a little country. You see what I say? Then should have picked trouble, by the way. Should have started a war. Should have started fire evil a shot. But that is not really the main topic. As you know, this is the Depth in Talent. We talk about music. We talk about the authentic of the entertainment and giving the authentic vibes. But you know, sometimes I mix up the podcast as well and mix up the show as well. So if you're tuning to me on World Vibes Radio, I gotta say hello to you, and thanks for being here with me. As you know, the show is on here on World Vibes Radio on Mondays at 8 p.m. and on repeat on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Okay, so let's get into the show. I know this topic is about a dancehall female artist. Yes, this female artist came to the media back in I think it's 2015 or so. 2015 going to 20 I get what I'm saying. I don't remember, it's 2017 or 2016 or so. But that was when this dancehall female artist got her bus. So I'm talking about this female artist, the female that sing lick. Yeah, that female. I talked about Shensia. So as you know, guys, I'm talking about Shensia for this episode of the podcast, as Shensia has an upcoming album, our first album of our career, and it's a good look. I love the vibes, I love the energy, but I don't know, something like lick. I don't like lick. So I love the vibes of the album, and the album name is called Alpha. It is set to release on March 11, 2022. I know Shensia will be doing some great things on this album. It's her first album, people, of her career, and she's doing great in the music industry. I'm not gonna say only in dance, because you know she's a mixture of genre now. You know, Shensia is into hip-hop and hip-hop now. So I would say into the music, I would say into the mixture, into dancehall music. You get me? I say. So let's read this article from Dancehall Mag that was posted from February 16. It says about Shensia's Alpha tracklist revealed, Tiger, Offset, Sean Paul, Benny Man, and more is gonna be on this album. What gets greater if you have Sean Paul and Beanie Man on an album? That's a great look. So Shensia's debut album will feature collaborations with American rappers Tiger, 21 Savage, Offset, Megan Thee Stallion, as well as Jamaican DJs Beanie Man and Sean Paul. Yeah, so this project will be available on March 11th. And it was produced by Rich Immigrants Interscope Records / Interscope Records, a joint venture headed by Russian. That is, Shensia, main producer, Russian. You don't know. Yo, Russian! Clean shirt. That's how we roll. Oh, you go. Straight jeans and fitted. You don't know when Russian and Cartel link up. Back in the days, I don't know, them sang the Run Party. But as you know, who reportedly produced most of the 14 tracks in this set, and you don't know, a couple of the tracks they released already, so you don't know, say, Are You That, with 21 Savage, has been released. Lick with Megan Thee Stallion, and our 2019 hit Blessed with Tiger have already been released. Those are the three tracks from the album which have been released and is streaming on all media platforms. So the release of Alpha will mark Shensia's second collaboration with Tiger and Sean Paul, who had teamed up with the singer for 2017's Rolling. Sean Paul also has an unreleased reggae rock collaboration with Shensia and Gwen Stefani titled Light My Fire, which is destined for his Karcher album. So I'm gonna let you guys know the tracklist for the Shensia's Alpha, which is gonna be released on March 17th. So at number one, starting off the album, you have Target Feet Tiger. You have the second coming up at number two is Can't Anymore with Only Shensia. You have at number three Deserve It with Only Shensia. At number four, you have Are You That feat 21 Savage and Shensia, that have been released as already. You have at number 5 is Liquid the Megan Thee Stallion. And at number 6, you have Bunsy feat. Offset. At number 7, you have Enkel Glue beat Beanie Man. At number 8, you have Line If I Call It Love feat. Sean Paul. At number 9, you have Hangover. At number 10, you have Body Count. At number 11, you have Egocentric. At number 12, you have Sun Comes Up. At number 13, you have Shen X Anthem. At number 14, you have Blessed Feet Tiger. Yeah, at number 14. So this is a 14 track album. I'm sure Shenseea won't be disappointing his supporters. He won't be disappointed his fans. None at all. Because you know Shenseea is a great lyrical artist. I don't know. But with this song, I'm just gonna give my view. I know some of you guys might bash me because we have been a large international fan base who listens to our podcast. And if you want to support our podcast, you don't know, you can visit www.anchor.fm/dbadent/support and you can subscribe to the podcast and either make a donation. If you want to make a donation, you can donate to Mark on PayPal. It's marketing.fuibombshellers@gmail.com or visit, feel free to visit www.bit.ly/donate1paypal. If you want to also donate, you can donate through by entering the PayPal username CJ Thompson. So with my views on Shenseea Lick, so she said open your mouth and //, you know that is a raw song, and as a male I don't support it. As you know, I'm a Jamaican. A lot of Jamaicans won't support it. Jamaican males won't support it. I don't support it. But the song, I think Shenseea didn't came out with her full lyrical ambition in it. I think she was trying to be somebody else. I'm just being honest. She was trying to be somebody else. I don't think she came out with her full expectations. You get what I say? I don't know if when she arrived, this song, she nervous or what. But Megan Thee Stallion killed it, you know. She killed it with her lyrics and rapping flow. And, you know she killed the song. You know what I say? She is the same of the song. I don't know what happened to Shenseea or what, but Shenseea part was jaggy and laggy and floppy. I say floppy. Yeah. So I think at number 13, Shen X Anthem. As you know, Shenseea is a she sung the song a couple years back. Shen X Anthem. I know she's singing Shen X Anthem. And so as I think, I don't know, I can't tell you, but I don't know what Shen X Anthem will be or what will happen, but you don't know, you can't look off it. You can't look off it, man. So I think we have some great tracks coming up. Yeah, great tracks. I don't know the expectations. As I said, Shenseea is a great artist. I know she is in the hip-hop world. So the hip-hop rap world. So I don't know what to expect. Is there as because Shenseea is mixing up our genre. You know, like when you mix your coffee and you add milk on it. Yeah. And whipped cream and whatever on it. That is how Shenseea is programming right now. So she's sweetening the tea right now. Yeah, she's sweetening the tea right now. So her song Lick on the EP, on the album, got 8.4 million views on YouTube in 1 month. Yeah. And her other songs feat 21 Savage, Are You That? Got only 392,000 views. I don't know how. That is in 13 days. I don't know if a lot of people supported that song or what, but that's how it goes. You know what I'm saying? That's how it goes. So speaking with, I don't know, since I did a Apple exclusive, you know, say freestyle and also interview. I think that one is only on Apple. Don't know. That one is only on Apple, yeah. So speaking with Apple Music One, Shensia said the upcoming album had been in the making for a couple of years. Shensia said I've been working with it for quite a long time now, and now it's finally done, and I feel like this is the best of the best, she told the host Nadisha. But it's definitely been a different ride, only because of my mental space. I've been thinking, oh, is this good enough? Is this gonna hit the mark? You know, I want this song to do better. This will it exceed my expectations? Will it not? It's just giving me anxiety because now I just have to wait and see. She continued, for me, naturally, just making music and working on the album, I feel like I've done like 5 albums throughout my life. Oh, she means throughout my ears, because I've been dropping music so consistently. I've been dropping music so consistently, it's like really nothing, just make music. It's just, this is my first album. I need it to have the impact that I want. You don't know, that was what Shensia said in an interview with Apple Music One. Yeah, with Apple Music One. You don't know, say, the album is also out for pre-ordering, you see? The album is out for pre-order, so guys, you can get the album for pre-order. Yeah, you can get the album for pre-order. So let's flip in the show right now with some top music on YouTube. Coming up at number one on music on YouTube, top music number one today. So you don't know what's taking off this week. We have number one is Skeng, Rain Like Hail. Still at number one with over 1.4 million views in 2 weeks. Coming up at number two, we have Credit Law Corrupt. Yeah, is at number two with over 993,000 views in 13 days. Coming at number three, you don't know, this song is really I don't know, but Intense is coming in dancehall to change the game, you know, because when Intense forward is that song. Yeah. You don't know what is in Clutcher, and Clutcher have a buzz, me I tell you. Guys, listeners, Clutcher have a buzz. I know Intense released another song called Poussant. You don't know, that is at number three. It was released 3 days ago with over 452,000 views. I gotta say, Intense are doing thing in just, yo. I don't know if Intense are work. Pass up, you know, but Intense barely a drop tune, and when he drop in tune them, he just a hit, just a cannon. You see what I mean? I say, I love that vibe, really love that vibe. But big up yourself, Intense. You see it? So at number four, we have Joshy Promise, that was released 2 weeks ago with over 971,000 views. At number five is Chronic Law once more with No Fright of Nothing. Yes, with 991 views in 2 weeks. I like how Chronic Law is keeping consistent. That's how our artist should keep consistent, to be honest. Did I say number four? At number five, we have Nation Boss, Calm and Steady. Yes, with over 405,000 views on YouTube in some days. At number 6, we have Squash Ambala, Manatabala, with over 1.5 million views in 3 weeks. That song is a real top song. You see, when you hear them song in a party, you have to wonder. Did I say number 7? At number 8 is Popcorn Feed, Tafari, Imperial Tafari Elevate. And that was released 2 weeks ago with over 1.4 million views. That's a great look. I gotta say, Popcorn is doing some great things, you know, because Popcorn Firman Strong is right now, I think, is forever album. Say album name? Yeah. It's back and trending on Apple Music. You know what I say? After the track from the album Firman Strong, Unruly Firman Strong, it got back on trending, and now, you don't know, after the song was played or featured in the series Power 4, yeah, you don't know, Popcorn is now back on it. Yeah, an album that was released way back then is still trending. That sounds like Bob Marley and the Wailers. Yeah, so at number 9 we have Governor, Cranberry and White Rum, with over 306,000 views and in 9 days. And ending off this week at number 10 is Mali and LM, You Don't Know, Pressures in Life. That your song was released in 7 days with over 188,000 views. Yeah, I'm gonna feature the new music. It's not in the top 10, but it's at number 11 on YouTube trending. Is Alkaline World Domination, yes, with over 253,000 views in 2 days. Yes, that song is something to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Not gonna review that. If we should discuss that, we'll discuss that in our next episode, because currently we are discussing Shensia album. We are discussing Shensia album at the moment. We are not discussing any other artists at the moment. I'm just gonna search in for on Twitter to see what Twitter is popping up about Shensia Alpha album. You get what I'm saying? Because you know Shensia love Twitter, you know. So you know my thing. So I'm seeing at the top right here from our media source, it's Kida News. Shensia Thirstrap on IG with new snip of our album. So I'm just gonna read the news to you guys and let you guys know what is going on. Shensia was serving a physique in a brand new clip on her IG, whereas teasing snip of our upcoming album Alpha. Oh, what is happening right here? So the blessed artist went all out for our newest video shoot, modeling what seemed like items of mass, strategically positioned over the prominent personal elements, however, not to a lot else. So the 10-second clip was a snip she shared with followers, demonstrating how Shensia was nonetheless working on her hustle, and the long promised debut album can be well worth the wait. On Thursday, the Be Good entertainer served a physique and child oil as she sat on a desk lined by a black material and sung for her followers, whereas tarring instantly into the digicam, staring into the digicam. Yeah. With her ear wind tossed and blown upwards, she sported butterflies, flowers, and vines from her ear right down to our ankles. On our Instagram, submit, send your caption, quick clip, giving y'all a brand new snippet of the album, cause I really like ya. Can't anymore, Alpha March 11. Chensia Bourne, Chinicia Lee, as followers excitedly anticipating what's going to go down on Friday, March 11. Alpha will present one thing for everybody. That includes a number of genres of music, additional highlighting that Shen will not be a one-dimensional artist. The Dolly singer has beforehand shared that she got here up with the title of the album fairly simply, as she has all the time seen herself as an alpha feminine. Therefore, it resonated along with her character. As a result of, she will not be solely robust and dominant, however, can be the pinnacle of our family. Yeah, so guys, that's what Chensia was saying about our upcoming album. Well guys, as I said, I might be discussing how the album might seem after the release of the album on March 11. In the coming episode, I might be reviewing after listening to all the tracks and rating the Chensia official album. So there, if you are listening to us on Spotify, we have a question there, or a vote, which I want you guys to check out. You can select if you think this album will be great, and if you don't, then you select won't be great. Yeah, and if you think it's gonna be great, you're gonna select it's gonna be great. Yeah, so give me your views. I like hearing from you guys. And if you're listening to us on Spotify or even Apple Podcasts, please rate the podcast, people. If you're not giving us a 3-star, 5-star, 4-star, then just rate the podcast, please. And share the podcast as well as tag me on Instagram. If you can tag me, you tag me. Yeah. Any you can tag me, you tag me. Yeah. Don't feel afraid to tag me on Instagram or any social media platform. The name is DJ Majo. And if you want to follow us on Instagram, the name is depth_in_talent. And if you want to follow us on if you want to like or follow us on Facebook, the name is the Depth in Talent Podcast. Feel free to subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's the Depth in Talent Extra. Yeah, the extra. And feel free to follow me myself, DJ Baba Joe, on Instagram. It's DJ Baba Joe. Twitter, DJ Baba Joe. And even Facebook, it's DJ Baba Joe. Yeah. Please support my music as well. It's DJ Baba Joe as well. Yeah. So thanks for listening to me once more. As well, if you're listening to us on World Fast Radio, I gotta say a big up to you. And if you're listening to us on Spotify or any other podcast platform, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, I gotta say big up. You see me? Make sure you rate our podcast if you want us to do more. And if you want to support us, please donate a little penny. Any penny helps. Every penny helps. Give big up. You see me? As you know, this is the Depth in Talent Podcast, and I thank you for listening as well. I always, always support you guys listening to the podcast. Okay. See you next week. See you next time. Right here, same place, same time.